Sunday, October 2nd, 2011.
It's the best blog weekend show. Hop on board, we'll take you where you wanna go. We're heading out to Lakeshore Drive. Football makes us feel so alive.
It's doomsday. Must be doomsday. As the Bears lost another football game, and now it's time to fire everybody, and the Bears can't compete. 2 weeks ago, I want to remind people that 2 weeks ago, we all got together and said, hey, we got a pretty good football team. We dismantled the Atlanta Falcons. We moved the ball well. The attack was varied. It was interesting. The defense was flying all over the field. And you know what happened to the Bears? It's pretty simple. Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. That's what's happened to the Chicago Bears. Couple that with a shitload of mistakes, and they lost two games to two better teams. There is nobody in the objective football world who thought coming into the season, or at this point in the season, that the Bears are as talented as the Saints or the Packers. They're not. Can they beat those teams? Absolutely. Can the Bears line up and beat the Packers? Absolutely. You don't have to look any further than this past Sunday to see that. They had opportunities after opportunities after opportunities throughout that game. They kept making mistakes. And you can't beat a great team, a Super Bowl champion, when you make those kinds of mistakes. And that's where the Bears find themselves now. They find themselves now having to make big corrections here in week four. And they got a good opponent to do it against. Because if this Bears team is for real, if they are to be taken seriously as a team that believes they can get back to the postseason, that can win big games down the stretch, this should be a laugher on Sunday. This should be a game that we, at no point in the game, at no point should we ever believe the Carolina Panthers are capable of beating the Chicago Bears. No point. Because if we're in the fourth quarter of this game and we need a big Robbie Gould kick to win it, yes, we'll all breathe a sigh of relief. Yes, we'll come in with the mantra the next day of get the win, move on, get better. But this should be a laugher. The talent gap in this game is that extensive. Laugher.
News of the weird. I don't like a cookie quarterback, but I don't mind Cam Newton. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. But not if there are Panthers there. I met Greg Olsen the other day, but he didn't show me his third leg.
And to celebrate Greg Olsen's return to Chicago, the place that drafted him and the place we came to celebrate him, because he's a white football player, I send out this ditty.
What's your name?
G-Reg.
What you do?
Get head.
How you do?
Drop my drawers and let us see my third leg. Chilling on the seventh floor, I gotta let these chickens know. Big Greg is in the house and I'm finna make these hoes choke. On my balls, on my dick, then I'm busting up quick. On a face, on a chest, stick my dick between the breasts. Come on, fellas, let's get weird. Stick your dick up in the ear while I'm laughing at these guys. A second to all in the eyes.
In the eyes. Only know that she was getting fucked on the seventh floor. Yeah, yeah. If that bitch only knew that she was getting muddied by the whole crew.
John went 3-0 last week. I went 2-1. Chris went 1-2. That's the order we sit in the standings. FQD 1911, the only perfect week among the commenters as we head to week four. In the league where they play for pay.
Picking and we're picking and we're picking all night, gonna. Hey, picking and we're picking all night, gonna. Picking and we're picking all night, and we're gonna pick it, gonna pick it all night, gonna pick it all night, gonna pick it all night, all right. We're gonna make the picks. So, John, Jeff, and Chris gonna make the picks. Sometimes the boys going 3-0. Sometimes the boys going to do-si-do. Most of the time we'll be mediocre.
champ thought he had a 3-0 last week. Thought I had it. Carolina nailed it. Buffalo nailed it. And the Pittsburgh Steelers couldn't get it done. We'll improve this week for you, the way we always do. I never know anything about the New York Giants. Every time I think the New York Giants are a 5-win team, they win a dozen games and end up with a Super Bowl trophy. But the Giants giving 1 point to the Cardinals in Arizona feels to me as close to a sure thing as you can get in the NFL, and so it probably won't happen, but I'm taking the Giants -1 in Arizona. That will be as much a Giant home game as a Cardinals home game. There are more New Yorkers in Arizona than there are Arizonans. Is it Arizonans? Whatever it is. The Cardinals are dreadful. Kevin Cobb is dreadful. They lost to Seattle last week. Giants win that game easily. Kevin Cobb, 6 or 7 sacks on the day. Bears -6.5 at home to the Panthers. I'm on record with this one. This feels like a 23-3 game. This feels like the game where the Bears take out the frustration of losing to good teams on a bad team. And if they lose this week, the season's over. Forget it. Wrap it up with a bow. Season's over. I think big effort from the Bears defense this week. 23-3, something along those lines. Bears -6.5. And my last one was going to be the Colts +10 against Tampa. But when you start leaking stories out there that you're trying to find a quarterback and the names are Dan Orlovsky and Brody Croyle, I am not touching you with a 10-foot gambling pole. So I am going to take a shot here and take the Bengals +3 at home against the Bills. It just feels like a come-down game for Buffalo. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost this game. Bengals +3, Bears -6.5, Giants -1. Eat 'em with your milk. Beyond the It's a small thing that probably means nothing in the grand scheme, but I love getting to hear the big man's saxophone on this podcast every week. It will be missed in the world. Clarence was the greatest saxophonist in rock and roll history. John's picks.
Okay, week 4 picks. My first game I like is I'm going to take the Steelers getting 4.5 points from the Texans. You know, the Texans are playing really well this year, but I just don't like the idea of the Texans giving that many points to the Steelers. I know the Steelers have been underperforming, but if they can find a way to lock down Andre Johnson to an extent, I think this will be an interesting game to watch. But you got to take the points here in this game. Second game I like is I'm going to actually take the Bears giving 6.5 points to the Panthers. I know the Bears have been underperforming as well, but there's something about a rookie quarterback, Cam Newton, coming back to earth versus Jaguars had me thinking that. I think 6.5 points is a fair bet there. The third game I like is I'm going to take the Patriots giving 4 to the Raiders. Coming off a loss against the Bills, I do think the Raiders are much improved, but not enough to withstand the firepower of Tom Brady. You know, the Jets couldn't pass the ball against the Raiders because they really didn't attempt to downfield. When they did try to pass the ball downfield, they were successful. That's what the Patriots are good at. So those are my 3 games.
Chris's picks.
Well, it's week number 4 in the NFL season, and I had another dismal 1-2 performance.
Dad, please stop that, or you're freaking are embarrassing us. We got this. Hi, I'm Owen. I'm dying. Pick number 1 is Giants -1 over the Cardinals. The Giants are surprisingly good this year, and the Cardinals' defense and offense suck, except why is it Fitzgerald, their wide receiver. Eli Manning will probably pass all over the Stinky Cardinals defense. Giants rule.
Hi, this is Lucas. I'm also 9. I'm better than Owen. And here's pick number 2. Lions +2.5 versus Cowboys. I think that Stafford's going to pass all around to Calvin Johnson because I think he's the best receiver in the league. And I also think the Cowboys defense is kind of suckish and not that good.
Hey, I'm Owen. I'm still 9.
hymnal again. Saints minus seven, Jaguars is the third pick. Jaguars stink except for their running back, Maurice Jones-Drew. Saints are going to score a lot of points on Sunday, and I think they have a advantage since they won their Super Bowl 2 years ago. Oh, hello. So there you have it. The kids got this one right. Giants minus one, Saints minus seven, Lions plus 2.5.
Jesus Christ.
And the picks for week four. I got the Giants, Bengals, and Bears. Chris has got the Giants, Lions, and Saints. John's got the Steelers, Bears, and Patriots.
Do you have any comment on the fact that nuts are all over you right now?
Your friends are assholes.
But their nuts are all over you.
Dry nuts.
It's not the quantity or the liquidity of the nuts. It's the fact they're all over you.
No comment.
Normally, Jeff tells me when he needs audio, and I go home, meditate on the Bears, get super depressed, drink some beers, and start screaming. Well, I couldn't do that this week, because my whole department quit a few weeks ago, so when a meeting with the State Department comes up, I have to spend my evening preparing for it. So now it's 11:45 a.m., I'm just out of the State Department, in a suit, standing in a park in fucking D.C., yelling into my fucking phone, because the idea of going all week without fucking ranting about the Bears after a performance like Sunday's would make my fucking head explode. There is not enough hate and anger in the world to properly express how I feel about Sunday's performance. So, I will content myself with saying, fuck you, love you, you stupid, impotent bastard. Fuck you, March, you easy pass carrying asshole. And fuck you, Angela, for putting together this team of fucking incompetence. I wish all three of you had to stand behind this offensive line while the Mongol hordes run out an all-out blitz and trample you into one of the goddamn sprinklers that are sticking out of Soldier Field. If it wasn't for Dave Taub, I would seriously consider giving up and becoming a highlight fan. That man is a genius. That play was genius. And your brilliance, sir, shines in stark contrast to the pathetic incompetence of those around you. Jesus, I'm already getting fucking looks from people in this goddamn park. You think this town has never seen anyone profane before? I think D.C. is the fucking Mike Martz of cities. Goddamn.
I have poke chop.
That's the show for this week. If the Bears lose Sunday, this will not be a fun place to be all week next week. But I'll have some hot rage for you. If you're going to drink this weekend during the game, don't drive, because that's what assholes do. Later.
It's the Bears.